thank you. May God bless you, and may he keep you. And please, if you're in a position to do so, today, reach out. Touch mom. Kiss your mom. Tell her you love her. Express your appreciation. And may God bless and keep one and all. Until the next time, this has been Randy Cole Sims, Senior, the Senior Minister to the Fifth Boulevard Church of Christ. May God bless and may he keep is our humble prayer.
I love the Lord with all of my heart. Yeah, I keep falling in.
God's got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control.
Jolie girl, let me just tell you this. God's got it all in control.
God's got it all. He's got it all in control. The Lord's got it all. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance walking way down in my soul.
In my soul.
God got it all. He got it in control. Shelly.
Good morning. Good morning. You are now tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Heard each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Each Sunday morning from 9 AM until 10. Thank you for being a part of this program on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed this morning because he's got it all in control.
He's got it all in control. Oh, he put that reassurance.
I go right this morning for Pastor Gladys and Mother Rose Wigan, and we like to say Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers this morning, all of my listeners, and we thank God for you, all the mothers. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, and just tell them, if you have a mother, call her. And if she's gone on, think about her. I will be bringing you only Mother Day songs this morning, and I hope they be pleasing to you. He's got it all in control.
Out of our choir, Brother Johnny Clifton.
Cups overfill with gratitude. May the Holy Ghost help us and remind us of how good you are and how good you've been to us. May our cup run over so much that it would gladden some sad soul. Come and bless now in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. In a small town in Georgia, just north of the Okefenokee Swamp, little place called Waycross, funny name, Railroad Center, where I was born and raised. My mother resides there. She wanted to be here. She's in her 80s, but she called and prayed. When my family and I, when we go home, mother would always wait up in the rocking chair, waiting for everybody to go to sleep so we could have our little prayer. So one night, I never will forget, after midnight. I said, "Mother, are you ready?" She said, "I'm waiting on you, son." She was waiting to pray. So I prayed first, because I know she always pray an hour. So I had to go and get mine out of the way. But this particular night, Mother prayed an unusual prayer. A prayer that I'd never heard before. It was a prayer of gratitude. She didn't ask God for nothing, she only thanked him. She started off something like this. She said, "Dear Jesus, I want to thank you for life, health, and strength. My family and my friends and loved ones." As we were on our knees praying, her prayers began to give me a walk from the present. Say three bedrooms, six in the family, lived in town, but we didn't have the modern conveniences that our neighbors had. But we had food, we had clothing, we had somewhat of a shelter, and we had a whole lot of love. So my mother now moved from the old house into a new house. Right there on Pioneer Street, my mother Arlene Cone. And she said, "Thank you, Lord, for this solid, dry roof on this house. And these not warm walls. Unlike the old house. Whenever it rained, we had to get the pots and the pans and the buckets to catch the water. And these stout walls, whenever the wind would blow, we could feel in every room, we could feel the wind. Thank you, Lord." I want to thank you for these electric lights. The old house where we had to trim the lamps, burn the candles. Lord, and for the water that's coming through the walls, through the pipes. I want to thank you. Unlike the old house where we had to prime the pump, pump the water, bring it in. Stone, oh Lord, I thank you. Unlike the old house where we had to go to the mill, load the wood on a wagon to bring it home and cut it up, build a fire. Thank you, Lord. All I have to do here is just turn it on, start cooking. This refrigerator in this kitchen. Unlike the old house where we had to get 50 pounds of ice. And she took a walk thank you for this bathroom. With tub, shop, sink, and commode, unlike the old house. Got ready to take a bath, we had to prime the pump, pump the water, bring the water in, and the number three time to take a bath. Not to mention the commode, Lord, where we had to go out back. Had to find the mosquitoes and sometimes bite the snakes. Thank you, Lord. It looked like she passed by the washing machine in the dryer. She said, Lord, I just want to thank you for the washer and the dryer. Unlike the old house, where we had to prime the pump, pump the water, and three number three jobs and had a rough boat. Had an old black wash pot. We had to fire up and had a poking stick. Oh, Lord, thank you. And this dryer, oh, Lord, it's so convenient. The old house, we had to hang them on the clothesline and had to take the clothes in Africa. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for this last child of mine down here on his knees with me. The worst one I had. Staying in the streets. Every time I hear a siren, I thought somebody, it was him. Somebody blowing his head off and cut his heart out. But Lord, he's on his knees with me. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord. And now he's one of your preachers. Lord, I just want to thank you. And then she went up the road a little piece. She said, Lord, I thank you so much for this house. But I read in your word that you got another house for me. And in this house, we'll never know deterioration. This house, I won't have to pay any taxes. This house, I won't have to pay no water bill. This house, I won't have to pay no light bill. This house. This house. I won't have to worry about my neighbors leaving me dying. This house. Won't hear no sirens. This house. Lord, thank you for making my reservation. I'm just waiting, Lord, and I'm thanking you. I'm thanking the Lord. Maybe somebody like to join me and just thank you. I'm already down here. I'm thanking him for what he's done for me. Anybody else want to thank him? How about you that's looking? Do you want to thank him?
If the Lord hadn't woke us this morning, where would we be? Tell somebody.
If the Lord Jesus had touched me this morning, tell me. You know what? I could have been dead. Oh, I could have been sleeping.
In my grave.
In my grave.
Oh, that's good about this morning for Mother Rose Wiggin and calling by Tammy. Goes out for her mother and her grandmother, which is Mother Rose Wiggin. Calling by Tammy. Oh, let's go that for all the mothers. Just going to name a few. Go that for Mother Latiri Watson, Mount Moriah, AME Church. And go that for Sister Evelyn William this morning. And Sister Clifford May Hubbard. Sister Lorraine Hubbard, all the mothers this morning. Mother Easter Button and Mother Esther Walker. For Sister Bertha Holmes. Happy Mother's Day to all the sad names. Oh, love for Sister Tavius William, First Lady of San Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church. Those up.
A story that I heard about a little boy. Now a little boy, his father died when he was about the age of 3 years old. And mother raised him until he got the age of 8 years old. And one day, his mother took him sick. They tell me every time his mother would move, the little boy would jump to his feet. And they tell me his mother looked over at him and said, "Son, why don't you get some sleep?" He looked at his mother and said, "Mother, how can I sleep? And your body all racked the pain." They tell me the next morning the little boy heard a knock come on the door. He got up and that was a little free. Saying to him, "It's time to go to school. How's your mama?" He said, "I don't know. She's been sleeping all night long." Great God, they tell me, he said, "I'm going back and shake her and let her know I'm going to school." He called his mama, he said, "Mama, oh, mama." But mama didn't answer him. He tell me, he turned and said, "Something is wrong. We
my mama, she never have refused to answer me. He ran down the road of peace. That was an old lady and an old man living there. He walked up and said, something wrong with my mama. The old lady said, stay here. And she went on down the road to the little boy's house. Wait a while, he was standing in the window and saw the long black lights as it rolled up. When they put the mama in the house, they told me the little boy was standing in the window. The old man said, come on, son. He said, no, 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 no. Said, mama told me she will have to leave. I'm not well. I'm all right now. He watched this purse till it took him the last cut and folded the little arm with tears running down his cheeks. When he did that, he said, she used to hold me.
Go that sister Bella Franklin, we'd like to say happy Mother's Day to you. And Sister Alma Pratt, Mother Leotta's brothers.
Mother, she was there. Hold me.
Go that for Sister Mamie. Hold. Let's go right in memories of the late Mother Irene Brown and the late Mother Sister Esther Washington and Mother Amy Randall's Sister Margaret Launch. That's the mother of Sister Veronica Jenkins. Just a word from my spouses. I'm going to start off this morning with the Stones Funeral Home. Owned and operated by Sister Sharon Stone, licensed funeral director. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Now that's the Stones Funeral Home. We'd like to wish all mothers a great and pleasant day on today, because this is your day. And happy Mother's Day coming from the Stones Funeral Home. Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, located at 1305 Franklin Street, City of Cocoa, would like to wish all mothers, and some has been fathers, has been mothers. So I want to like wish you all a very pleasant day on today. Today is Mother's Day. Coming from Crest Cleaners and Laundry, all the locations, family owned and operated since 1960, and they are still in business. From the Crest Cleaners, all their locations, I'd like to wish you a very merry, wonderful day on today, which is Mother's Day on today. And also from Riverview Memorial Garden, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers today. And also from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. From all of my sponsors this morning, I'd like to wish all the mothers a blessed day on today. And you know what? The sons and the daughters take mom out for a pleasant dinner on today. Well, she don't have to cook. Just let her enjoy family on today from all of my sponsors. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. God will. Brother Monroe Groves coming your way this morning. God will.
Through
sick and the shut in and all the bereaved family, God will. Goes out in memories of Mother Lila Rivers. God will.
He will take care. Oh, yes, he will. He'll take care of you.
in memory of our mother. All of my caster. God will.
God will take care.
In memory of our sister Elma Trinquist Pennington. Mother Amy Randall's all in memories now. He will, he will. All that in memory of Mother Ruth William. In memory of my mom, Laura Montgomery. Mother Maddie Cicero.
I know for myself that he will.
All in memories.
Oh yes, he will. He'll take care.
Sister Martha McAllison. Sister Martha William. Goes out in memories, all the said names. And Sister Gladys Clark.
Think about how good God's been to me and where he brought me from. I don't have no time for foolishness, because I cannot live in sin. Feel my saving love. My mind. Oh, I live. Sin. Oh, feel. Oh, my. Every time I get to this song, my soul get happy, and I just can't hold my peace. Yo! Lord been mighty good to me. Anybody here know God been good to you? Yo! God Almighty been my mother. He been my father. When my way got dark, he was bread when I was hungry. Yo! Anybody here love the Lord? Do you love him? Don't fool me now. Has he been good to you? Yeah! Hey!
Ah, let's go back this morning for Sister Juanita Johnson. Happy Mother's Day to you. Sister Veronica Jenkins, happy Mother's Day to you. Sister Joyce Walker, happy Mother's Day.
I had to get down on my knees. Anybody here ever had to call it? You didn't want to worry nobody. It was too early in the morning, but I could get down on my knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Joy!
All right, all right.
Joy! My soul is happy.
I'm gonna give you announcement from the Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. The Women's in God Serving Ministry of Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church celebrating their annual Women's Day program that will start May the 19th. May the 19th at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. The guest speakers are at 11 a.m. will be the Reverend Samuel Brown Martin from Stone Street Church of God. And at 4 p.m. will be the Dr. Marion Owens, the Generation Outreach Church of Orlando. And that's Parker Moore is located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in Cocoa. Now, if you need more information, you can always call them at 458-6139. Area code is 321. I'll call the church at 632-8048. Area code 321. Everyone is invited to come out and have a joyful spirit occasion. Pastor A.K. Mitchell is the pastor. Now, he's the pastor, but you know the church, doors of the church open. Just walk on in. I believe that's on next Sunday, 19th, that starts at 11 a.m. About my long white road. I'm not worried about my starry crown. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Jan Stone. Happy Mother's Day to Sister Barbara Mitchell, First Lady of Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church.
One evening, while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting. And 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over. And this is what she wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. When you add it all up,
charts, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no chart. Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge. There was a mother that had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna take care of your mama like you've been taking care of me."
That clock on the wall says about my time to leave you, but you know, I just want to keep this song. All of our children, keep this song in mind. Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Get that boy out of trouble. But I'm told tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good son left home. That old mama whacked her fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She took in washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, Mama. Yes, she is." They told that mama, "We want you to come and live with us and help us to raise our children." The years went on by. I wish I had a prayer church. And the children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. I don't want it to rub off on my little children. I think you ought to put in an old folk home." Somebody say, "Yeah." Let me tell you what he did. The doctor went to his poor mother. He said, "Mama."
The clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning. I just want to ask you to lift up Sister Becky Mitchell's mom, which is very sick, and lift her up in prayer. Sister Becky Mitchell, my co-host, lift her up in prayer this morning. Let's continue to lift all of the ones that are sick. Lift them up in prayer. And right now she's in Clay County, Georgia, and lift up in prayer. Mom is very, very sick. So let's just be in prayer for her and all the others that are come and listen wherever you're sick or in the hospital, wherever. Let's lift them up in prayer this morning. But I want you to remember this song, "Don't Drive Your Mother Away."
Early the next morning, the sun came and knocked on the door. He said, "Mama, get your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside." Then mama reached back and got a hat and coat. She walked out of that house. She got in that long. She got in that long limousine. Yeah, she did. They started down the road. Mama just kept on crying. Every now and then the doctor looked back at mama. He said, "Mama, in your room out there, I wish y'all help me out here. You're going to have a color television. You'll have nurses around the clock. You're going to have everything that you want. That mother just kept on crying. Yes. Mama, I'm sorry, I've got to do this. Hallelujah.
Clock on the wall says my time to leave, but it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening to, take mama to dinner, take mama to lunch, take her to brunch, wherever, but don't drive her away. Go to the church of your choice today. You have been tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Sister Larry Mann is your host. And as I mentioned, live Sister Becky Mitchell's mom up. I'd like one more I missed this morning, Mother Anime Price. Happy Mother's Day to you. Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could. And you know the best is Jesus. Go to the church wherever, because the doors of the church is open. All you have to do is walk on in. And remember that God loves you. And we do too. Pleasant good morning.
That old no good sons and mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you. I don't do what I used to do. I stopped by church one night. And I got the Holy Ghost. Brother, he said, brother, where you taking my mama? I gotta know where you're going with mama. And the doctor said, now wait a minute. Said, now after all, you've been gone, and I'm the one that's been here taking care of mama. Said, in case if mama didn't tell you, I'm a doctor now. I am somebody. And just in case if you want to know something else, we're tired of mama praying, moaning and groaning in a bedroom. Every time our friends come to the house, we're on our way to the old folk home. Yes. They don't know good son, sir. Did you say you're taking mama to the old folk? He said, yes. He said, wait a minute. Mama, I don't live in a fine home. Listen, mama, I got one good room. You can have my bed, but come on and go home with me, mama. Yeah. Mama, I don't eat steaks. I eat beans and greens, potatoes and tomatoes. Yes, I do. But if that's all right with you, you don't have to go to the old folk home. Come on.